سلام، حالتون چطوره؟ خوش اومدید به کول تاک. من علی نیکزاد هستم. در پادکست های کول تاک من بعضی وقتا خودم، بعضی وقتا هم با مهمون های خوب و درجه یکی که میارم با شما در مورد زبان انگلیسی، آموزش زبان، فیلم، سریال، گیم و هر چیزی که به نوعی به زبان انگلیسی مرتبط باشه صحبت میکنیم. میتونید ویدیوهای مرتبط با این پادکست رو از طریق پیج اینستاگرام من با آدرس علی نیکزاد افیشال دنبال بکنید. این پادکست روی بستر اپلیکیشن کاست باکس با کیفیت خیلی بالا منتشر میشه و میتونید از طریق اندروید و آی او اس یا از طریق کامپیوتر شخصیتون بهش دسترسی داشته باشید. Hey everyone, and welcome to episode 25 of Cool Talk Podcast. You are watching us from Cool Talk Studio, and this is actually our first video cast. And we have here as our first guest, Reza Franklin. Reza, thank you so much for being here today with us.
I appreciate you for having me, man. It's truly an honor to have me as your first guest on your video broadcast.
Yeah, the honor is all mine. So this is the surprise I was talking to you guys about a couple weeks ago. From now on, you guys are going to watch us in the form of video casts. You can also keep listening to the podcast itself on CastBox application. But if you're interested in the video, you can have it on my Instagram page, AliNixOfficial, and also our YouTube page. So what we're going to talk about in this episode is a very interesting movie, The Chef. All right. It's a 2015 movie.
Yeah.
And I still can't believe, I think it's a bit overlooked because I still can't believe that people aren't talking about it. Yeah. The performance, the story, everything, how it gets you motivated, right? Everything about this movie is awesome.
It is. Yeah. The storyline, the acting, it's on point, honestly. It's very on point, everything about it.
So when was it that I actually sent you the link to the movie? I think a few days ago.
It was a few days ago, yeah.
But you watched it this morning.
Yep, I watched it this morning. It was my first time watching it, and I'm actually upset with myself that I hadn't watched it sooner. Mm. Yeah, it's a movie that honestly needs to be talked about and watched by many.
Exactly. So it's about a guy who's a chef. I'm walking on thin ice here with you guys because a couple of people, they sent me some messages in the comment section. They said that you're spoiling things for us. I'm walking on thin ice here. By the way, that's a good expression, walking on thin ice. That means that I'm trying to be as careful as possible, not to spoil it.
Cautious.
Yeah, extremely cautious. I'm practicing caution. So it's about a chef who gets a food truck after leaving his restaurant.
Many difficulties that he goes through and just changes his life.
So what did you like best about this movie?
Honestly, how it motivates, the story that in any tough situation that you're in, you know, life has its difficulties and whatever you do, but at the end of the day, it's the perspective you have and how you can change your life.
Yeah. Did you like John Favreau's performance?
Honestly, I think it's him that made the movie like so much better than what it, you know, what it was, and his acting.
You do know that he's a kick-ass director as well.
I didn't know that before, honestly.
Actually, he has directed a couple of movies, to name a few. He directed the second Iron Man movie.
Nice.
Yeah, Iron Man 2, he directed that. And also, he directed this series, which is Star Wars based.
Okay.
The Mandalorian. That's the name of the series. Nice. And also, there's another one he's directing, that one as well. It's a sequel to Mandalorian called The Book of Boba Fett. Mm-hmm. Right. Nice. So if you guys are interested in Star Wars universe, that's actually the series for you. So, but his performance in this movie, like his performance in The Chef.
Yeah.
Beautiful, jaw-dropping.
Oh my God, man. Right? The food, everything is just, you know, on point.
And his attitude.
Yeah.
And his attitude, right? Yeah.
he's like one of those people that you can really, I can really identify with.
Yeah,
exactly. Like this down to earth kind of guy.
Yeah, very humble.
Very humble.
Yeah.
Yeah. And when I compare him with like people who call themselves chefs these days, yeah. Right? You know who I'm talking about. Yeah. We got a couple all around the world, and we also have some people in our country, but they're nowhere close. They're not even close.
Yeah. They're just show offs, basically. They're show offs.
Exactly.
You know, in any field, I believe that if you're honestly, truly good, you're going to be humble. So it's, and he shows the beauty of his job, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I like about the movie. It really gets you interesting in cooking.
Exactly.
Sorry. It really gets you interested. Yeah. It really gets you interested in cooking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the food he makes, it's beautiful. It made me hungry throughout the movie.
Yeah. Yeah. Are we talking about those scenes? My favorite scenes. Yep. Yeah. There were a couple of scenes.
Yep.
Right. So, what was the first one? Like, I think it's in the beginning.
It's in the beginning, the start of the movie. It takes you straight into the movie, what it's about, right?
Yeah, I think it's marinating something.
It's the marination of the whole meat and massaging the meat. And all
that. Massaging the meat. Can you guys believe that?
Yeah.
Professional chefs, they massage the meat.
Yeah, right?
I mean, sometimes when I try to cook something and I feel the need to marinate the meat into some kind of sauce, all I do is like punching some holes in the meat and then just leave it there.
Just leaving it there.
Yeah, but he was massaging.
He was massaging, you're getting the juice in the meat, basically.
Yeah. So have you done that?
I have not. No, I haven't, but it's an idea to do.
But I think one of the experiences that you had that you can actually relate to this movie, you said you used to work at a deli.
Actually, it was my first job that I ever had.
And how old were you?
I was 12. I was 12 years old. The first job I ever had was working in a deli. I mean, I was the one giving the food to the customer.
Yeah.
But so I kind of have an idea of working in a kind of like a restaurant environment. And I know how it is when the food is good and you see the satisfaction on the customer's face. It's, it's like the whole world. You feel blessed when you see the customer satisfied.
So I think you relate to this movie in so many different ways.
Yeah.
Like there is a scene, he's talking to his son. Yeah. And what he said was, hey, I do this shit because I love it.
Yeah.
I don't do it because I have to. I don't do it for the money.
Yep.
Right,
yeah.
Like he's talking to that lady over there. She was his wife's agent, and she said, "Hey, one thing leads to another, and there's some kind of fight, and he gets so big on Twitter." And she said, "Hey, we can make some money off this." And what his reply was, "I don't want the money. I want a job.
Yeah,
I want to do something.
Yeah,
that makes me feel great about myself." So I think you can relate to that as well.
Honestly.
He said, I do this shit because I love it.
Yeah.
I just don't do it because I want to get... So I think that's the entire point of the movie. That's the bottom line, isn't it?
It is. I mean, his he knows what he's good at and he's focused on his job. Mm-hmm. He knows he has flaws.
Yeah.
And he knows how to, do better in those things. But the one thing that he's truly good at, all his focus is on that. And just making it better, and he knows what he's doing is... making the people around him happy with what he does too.
Yeah, exactly. So let's talk about the food truck.
The food truck, man. It's a cool idea, honestly. And how it seems like something very little, from what he was, a chef of a whole like staff, and just going with him and his son and one other person.
Yeah.
And how there's the small things that make life much better.
Yeah. So, again, if I'm not spoiling it, he used to work at a restaurant, but he gets out.
Yep.
And then he somehow starts his own business.
Yeah.
He gets a food truck. And the idea was it was so motivating.
Yeah.
I think first time I watched this movie, and I can say that I watched this like 10 times.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is so good. It's so good.
I'm upset everything. That I haven't watched it soon.
Yeah, honestly. Everything about the movie is great. Like it's those cooking scenes, like the way it makes your mouth water.
Oh my god! Oh my god!
Mouth watering scenes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we created an adjective out of it.
Yeah.
Mouth watering scenes. Those scenes, they truly make your mouth water. And I think I watched it 10 times, maybe even more.
Yeah.
And the food truck, I thought, hey, this is such a nice idea. Maybe I can do it. Maybe I can get my own food truck and start the business. Of course, it's not as easy as it looks. But
yeah, I mean, you're on your feet all the time, hours and hours.
Yeah.
But when it's something that you truly love, you're willing to, you know, obviously sacrifice your comfort for it.
Yeah, sacrifice your comfort. That's another expression. Sacrifice your comfort, right? We have to make a lot of sacrifices.
Exactly.
In life.
Yeah.
Sometimes we sacrifice the comfort.
Yeah. I mean, it's in the movie, you learn a lot from it. Mm-hmm. I mean, the focus of it, it's, you know, being the chef and the food and how he's, you know, the process of what he became to be. Mm-hmm. But we could use it in all life and whatever we're interested in. And obviously, it takes sacrifice mm-hmm. and whatever you want to do. But, you know, if it's something you truly want to reach and want to become that guy in that field.
So your first work experience was in Denver, Colorado.
Yep, in Denver.
Working at a deli when you were like 13.
Yep, 12, 13 years old.
12, 13. Can you guys believe that?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's a teaching point for Iranian kids.
Honestly,
Don't just go to your parents asking for money. Come on, start making your own.
And honestly, like, as you know, maybe a lot of jobs may be frowned upon here. You know, working at restaurants, cafes, coffee shops. Yeah, but
something I can never understand. Why would it be frowned upon for a 12-year-old kid?
Yeah. And once you start making your own money, mm-hmm. especially like you feel amazing. I mean, I was a kid. The first salary I got, I went and got candy.
Yeah.
But you're proud of yourself. I'm doing
it. You got myself. Candy.
Yeah, I got first... candy.
Right.
And, you know, you feel proud. You feel like I'm doing something with my life.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I know people now here in their 20s, 30s, they're still getting money from their parents. Oh my God. Like, come on, man.
It is such a sad thing to hear. Such a sad story. Reminds me of this movie, Grown Ups? That's Hangover. Hangover. The guy with the beard.
Yeah.
He was like 42, 40-something.
Yeah.
Yeah, his father said, you are my 40-year-old son, he said 42. He was correcting the man. I can't 42. Believe it. Yeah.
Yeah.
He was like 42, and of course, he had some problems and stuff like that. But it was just a cool reminder.
Yeah. I mean, in the movie Chef, I mean, he has his son working with him in the summer, too.
Yeah.
Just, you know, the kid starts learning social skills.
Social skills. Actually, he was learning everything. Like, there is a scene his dad offered him a beer, but he didn't do it because he wanted his son to drink it.
Yeah.
He wanted his son to know how, what's the word I'm looking for? How shitty the taste is.
Yeah.
How shitty the taste is.
Yeah.
And then he gave him beer. He said, am I old enough to drink beer? And
like, take a sip.
Yeah, the guy said, take a sip. Yeah, you're kitchen staff. Kitchen staff doesn't have an age or something like that. So he took a sip. He hated it.
Yeah.
And his father said, okay, remember that next time your friends offer you a beer.
Yeah. It was a teaching point.
Just yeah, it was a teaching point.
Yeah. So it's cool. Every moment of that movie, it's, you know, motivating. It teaches lessons. And it's a beautiful movie.
So taking a sip. I am right now. I am going to take a sip of my coffee. Do I have to associate it with of? Take a sip of?
Taking a sip from my coffee. Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the natural way of saying it. Take a sip from.
Yeah.
So, by the way, the coffee is really good.
Yep. Thank you. I appreciate for the
coffee. I did it.
Yep.
So, would you like to tell me a little bit about your favorite scenes in the movie? Apart from the scenes where he's preparing all sorts of
food. Those are some of the
top bacon scenes. And egg and, oh my God, the grilled cheese sandwich. Yeah. Apart from those.
It was when he was still working at the restaurant, and you know that obviously different restaurants in the real world, there's critics that come to the restaurant. You know, top-notch restaurants have these critics, right? So you know, the critic comes to his restaurant, basically criticizes him wrongly, and it basically changed, it could have changed his life, ruined his, you know, chef career.
Yeah.
And when he basically, different things happen throughout the movie. The critic comes back to the restaurant, mm-hmm. And he came out just upset and angry because he knew his own worth.
That was a hell of a fight.
That was just the beauty of his acting, the emotions, the yelling.
Yeah.
It feels like you're a part of that scene.
Yeah, he kept yelling, "You're not getting to me."
Yeah, you're not getting.
You're not getting to me. Yeah, that's an expression. It's beautiful. You're not getting to me. Get to someone.
Make someone
upset.
Basically, you know, going in someone's head and messing with their emotions. Yeah. Basically,
can we say get under your skin?
Exactly. That's another.
Yeah, you're not getting under my skin. You can't get into my head. You can't mess with my head.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. You're not getting to me. He kept shouting it so many times
because he knew what he is capable of. And, you know, once you get to that point in our own lives that we know what we're capable of,
that was some scene, man.
It was beautiful, honestly.
Yeah, they captured it, and it was on YouTube.
It was everywhere. It exploded,
It was a beautiful scene.
It was. I honestly enjoyed that part of the movie,
too. Actually, I learned a lot of words from it, like the word molten.
Yeah.
The American way of saying it, you guys cannot believe how American. Yeah, what was it you said? You eat up the words?
Yeah, we chew up the English language basically in America.
Yeah,
molten.
Can you believe it? They say it like molten. The word molten, and I don't know if I got it right, but when something's neither solid nor liquid.
Yeah.
Pretty much the word that comes to my mind is a bit informal, but gooey.
Yeah. Gooey, mushy, something
mushy.
Like that. Yeah. Mm. And, you know, it's usually, I mean, the best example, I guess, was like the cake that was in the movie itself. That is, because, you know, it's not completely a cake.
Yeah, chocolate cakes. Yeah, when you cut them, it's like the center. We don't say center. Americans say center.
The center.
The center
of the cake. The center
of the cake is molten.
Yeah, it just oozes out, basically.
Oozes out. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's if you talk to him, you're always learning something new, right? Yeah. And the good thing is that it's actually reminding you. He keeps reminding you of the things that you already know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oozes out.
Yeah. It looked like a good cake, honestly.
Yeah, it looked like a good cake. So that was your favorite scene.
That was my favorite scene in the whole movie. Yeah. And besides, you know, the whole story and the positive vibe, that scene itself was my favorite scene.
Yeah, speaking of positive, his relationship with his wife is also full of positivity. Can you say? Like, apparently they're divorced. But they're quite close.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why get a divorce in the first place?
Yeah.
If you're gonna
Yeah.
They got married couples. Who are not as close as those guys are, and they're divorced. But Sofia Vergara, her performance was amazing.
She was a supportive ex-wife. I guess
supportive ex-wife. Yeah, imagine that.
That's something to learn too. You know?
Yeah, something to learn. Yeah.
A supportive ex-wife, and you know,
or maybe a supporting husband.
Yeah, even he was a supportive husband too. I mean, he was. Kind of, you know.
Their son, he was like something that connected them.
Yeah, he's like the glue of the relationship, basically.
Yeah, he was like the glue. And if you guys are looking, actually, if you're after some big names, Robert Downey Jr., John Favreau, obviously, Sofia Vergara, the Latino guy.
He's a famous actor.
Yeah,
I don't remember.
He's a very famous one. Yeah. I forgot what his name was. A couple of other... actors and actresses. Yeah. Oh, Dustin Hoffman.
Yeah.
He's the restaurant
owner. Yeah.
And the owner of a restaurant where he used to work. So, yeah, it's a must-see movie.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Definitely a must-see one. And you guys should definitely watch it. Like,
of course.
Would you recommend, on a scale from 1 to 10, how would you rate it?
I guess it like an 8 or a 9 because of the storyline. It's a type of movie that, you know, kind of at the end it's a good feeling type of movie. So that kind of, you know, it's like a, I guess, kind of like a cliche type thing.
Yeah,
but besides that, just the story itself, you know, the acting, almost some parts could have been changed. I mean, parts of it too I kind of could relate to, besides the cooking. You know, when they go to when they went to Louisiana and where they went, I've gone there. I've seen it from up close.
Yeah. Your mom's from Louisiana.
Yeah, my mom's from Louisiana. And
yeah.
Like, you know, the restaurant they went to mm-hmm. eat the sweets there. I've actually gone there. I've had the sweets.
Oh, my God.
So, you know, I was
For you, it was like walking down the memory lane.
Yeah. So when they went there, I was smiling, I was enjoying it. I'm like, man, I know what he's eating. I know how it tastes like.
Oh my God, yeah. So walking down the memory lane, like when something acts as a reminder of the good old days.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so, you know, I give it that rate because I personally relate to a lot of it. Mm-hmm. I understand it, the culture, what's behind it, what they're saying.
Yeah, and the story.
Yeah. Also. The story.
It's amazing. So, there you go. We have a recommendation and you rate it like 8 or 9, right?
Yeah.
Out of 10.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good rating. So you guys should definitely watch it. There is a lot of language.
Yeah.
Right? There's a lot of language you can learn from this movie. Yeah. And you would definitely love watching it. And the good thing about the movie is that you can watch it with the family.
Yeah.
Yeah. The movie has a Scarlett Johansson in it, but don't worry. You can
watch. That's all right. That's good. Yeah. Don't worry.
you can watch it with the family. So definitely do that. And what you can do regarding the podcast, what we want you to do is let your friends know that our video casts are also available. Cool Talk has gone video. Can you say that?
Yep.
Right? Yeah.
It's gone on the big screen.
It's gone on the big screen. So you can watch it on my page at UnixOfficial. And also the YouTube channel. We're in the process of actually taking care of it. And also, just like always, listen to the podcast on CastBox application. So, Reza, thank you so much. I really enjoyed talking to you regarding the movie, The Chef.
Thank you. And, I appreciate for having me, man. Thank you.
Yeah, it was a true pleasure.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. So you take care.
You too, man.
And you guys take care as well. Till next time, try to watch as many good movies as possible.
Yep.
See you later. Take care.